This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We say that because we have an immense gratitude for you, our fine listeners, that have made it so. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Whether you're listening on the mothership 550 K-Fire, that's pretty much heard everywhere on the planet. For sure, everywhere here in the heartland. But I'm pretty sure everywhere on the planet, because if you have that iHeartRadio app, boom, boom, you're taking it with you. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090 Radio, been serving the communities of Tioga and Stanley, Watford City, Williston, Partial, Newtown, for a long time. Long time. We appreciate you listening. And KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson at 1460 on your radio dial. The first time I ever talked into a microphone, and it was actually heard on the air, was 1460 on your radio dial. It was over in Montevideo, Minnesota, but it was still in the same place on the dial. So, you know, 1460, very special place in our hearts. Absolutely. That's right. Welcome to the program today. We are brought to you by our friends at B-Mobile this hour. Love our friends at B-Mobile. And believe it or not, the holiday shopping season is here, baby. Black Friday, Friday. Long lines, huge crowds, all the scrambling for the best deal. Yeah, you know the drill. Full contact sport, that holiday shopping sometimes. Well, this year we have an idea for things to be a little bit different. B-Mobile invites you to have a rewarding holiday and shop without the chaos, because the Be Rewarded program is for you. Special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and so much more. Join Be Rewarded and receive exclusive weekly offers throughout December. Every week you get a new deal. And they have fun stuff at those stores, I'm telling you. To learn more and find a location near you, bemobile.com/Be Rewarded. Connect to Communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless Premium retailer. They're everywhere. Bring you this hour of the program. All right, so here's what we have going for you today on the program. Top of next hour, we're going to chat with Doug Erickson, who's a state senator from Washington State. He has a bill that would criminalize economic terrorism. I think it's a fabulous idea. I think it's something the North Dakota legislature should look at very soon. And it's something, when the dust settles from the lawlessness of the eco-terrorism, the agitators, the protesters settles, that we need to seriously take a look at how this is done. A lot of things we need to do after the fact. Unfortunately, we still have the fact that it's happening. And today, in its, are you ready, folks? 104th day. We'll talk to Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, as we do often on this program, to walk through some of the things that the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is alleging, Dave Archambault, how any media organization anywhere within the sound of my voice considers this individual credible is unbelievable. I get he's still the chairman. I get he's still the chairman, so he's afforded that title. But to say as many things that have been proven false that he has said and still be considered credible is unbelievable to me. But he was saying some things that we'll actually verify and check and ask for other information on. Is this true? Is it not true? What, you know, mellow to the other media. That might be a good idea for you to consider. So we'll do a little on that today. I could do 4 hours a day on this program. I am doing 4 hours today, as a matter of fact. 2 hours of this program and 2 hours of Energy Matters from 3 until 5. And we also have Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer who will be joining us on Energy Matters. So we have Lieutenant Tom Iverson and What's on Your Mind and Sheriff Kirkmeyer on the What's on Your Mind program to do a little fact-checking here on some of the things that are out there because you need the facts. You're not getting the facts from everywhere in the media. But I could do 4 hours a day every day just fact-checking the media. I don't know what we do, folks, but we need to do something. And look, we're not a giant operation here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, he has more things on his plate than Donald Trump does trying to set up a new administration. I am a partner in the Flag Family Media. Steve Hallstrom and I have a business that owns and operates two radio stations and produces this show for iHeartMedia as well as Energy Matters. But we have 15, 20 employees, and we have a day job, right? In addition to this, I would argue that we, I mean, Todd is as newsman and co-host with me and talk show host and the producer, Matt Ravati, a small but mighty crew. I would take you chapter and verse with what, you know, the Bismarck Tribune or the Fargo Forum or K-Fire TV put out there and say, here's reality, here's what they report, here's what we report. Which one's closer? And I'm telling you, folks, as God is my witness, I believe every single day you go there for this alternative universe in those other media, and you come here, and it's not, I'm not trying to pump us up here and say we're some big special, I'm saying we're small but mighty crew, we care, we're here to go to work, but this isn't that hard. You know, when, as K-Fire TV did yesterday, you scamper out to, follow Dave Archambault around and let him say whatever he wants to say on Facebook Live, and then you, fine, that's great, you got special access, ask yourself why. Maybe you're a pretty good propaganda arm, but whatever. You got the access. Okay, now take it over here and say, Sheriff, Lieutenant, Mr. Governor, what about what he said? It's not hard. It's not hard to do this. I don't know. I don't have the answer on why they act the way they do. Is it amateurs? Is it bias? You know, a lot of kids go to journalism school and want to change the world. I say, well, be a missionary. Run a nonprofit. Run for office. Don't be a journalist and try and change the world. A journalist ought to be a fact finder. You know, more like an attorney that wants to, you know, get to the bottom of this story. Investigator. That's what a journalist ought to be, but a lot of them are bleeding hearts. They're bleeding hearts. They're tools. Dave Todd, the chief of the Fargo Police Department, said, when I asked him about media coverage of this, he said, you know, make no mistake. In fact, Reb, pull that clip. We'll play that. He said, this is an information war. The eco-terrorists, they know how to do information wars. I wrote an op-ed about this because I discovered that Pyramid Communications was part of this whole ordeal. And Grand Forks Herald printed it right away. I guess the Forum did too. And I need to send it to the Bismarck Tribune and others. I just haven't taken the time to do it. But it's made its way around social media. He's exactly right. There's an information war out there. So anyway, we'll try and get you, as we have through this entire 104-day episode, more facts today on the program. Have I told you everybody that's going to be on? Troy Coons is going to be here. We're going to talk a little seed today. Won't be long, and I know some of it's already happening. We're, a lot of growers out there have to decide, well, what do I buy? Who do I buy it from? What am I going to plant? You know, making all those decisions. So we're going to turn to Troy Coons and talk a little seed today on the program. And in the meantime, a lot of time to find out what's on your mind. One bit of news, well, two things. One sort of related. And I do think, by the way, how the media The traditional media in North Dakota has covered Dakota Access, and for that matter, all around the country covering this because it's a national story, parallels what we saw in the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. You know, it is, if you watched and relied on mainstream media for the presidential campaign prior to the election, and now you still trust them after, you've been dropped on your head. I don't know why you ever would. So, you know, journalism is dead, whether it's a presidential race or whether it's, water protectors. Take your pick. And there's a story out there today. I don't know whether it's true or not, but because it's really weird how it was reported through some close source that says Donald Trump is not going to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton. If you know that to be true, if that is accurate, would that tick you off? Would you be mad? Would you consider that a promise broken? If Trump says, I'm not going to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton, would that make you mad? I want to know what you think about that, too. But anything on your mind is fair game. Let's talk, folks. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Call me.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Scotsman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Pfeiffer exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet, my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Guy's mad at me, wants to take issue with something I said. I love it. Didn't we set up the Hate Hannon hotline rather for that? That very reason?
Is that what we're calling it now? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were calling it that, but I'll use that.
I don't know what the deal is, but I mean, there are people out there that, you know, put up wanted posters with my picture and, you know, say, what am I, a media perpetuator?
Perpetuator,
okay.
Right, which means professional perpetuator.
I get that. Yeah. Okay. And they're really bold and brave on social media. You know, they the words they say we can't even repeat. So the idea is if you want to just, you know, get this stuff off your chest without having the really uncomfortable, you know, back and forth conversation, no problem. 855-200-1776. And this caller called during the break wants to take exception with moi.
I'm 94 toward Bismarck. Listen, you always talk about a peaceful protest. I got to pick on you about them words. If you have a child that's protesting, they usually throw a fit or do something to get your attention. If they went into the room where you wouldn't hear anything out of them or something like that, you wouldn't know they're protesting. I'm not for protesting, but it seems kind of like peaceful protest wouldn't do anything. I'm going to go somewhere where I'm not bothering nobody. And what good would that do? You wouldn't get nobody's attention. It'd be like saying, I'm going to have a peaceful war against somebody. I'm going to go out in the middle of a desert somewhere, and I'm going to shoot some bombs off where I'm not going to bother anybody. There's your peaceful war. This is kind of something I had to pick on you about. There's really no such thing as a peaceful protest. And a protest is kind of a war in a way. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Very insightful comments. And by the way, I love being picked on, so don't worry about it. That's what the show's for. I'm not saying I'm the purveyor of everything that is true and right and honest and everything else. I give you what I believe to be the truth. I take exception when people say you lie, you distort. And no, I inform my opinions and I give them here. That's what they pay me to do. And if you disagree, you're welcome to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime. Anytime. In fact, we welcome it. I would say in response, you say a peaceful protest wouldn't do anything. A, I disagree, because I'm telling you, if three people have a sign, it's like a camera magnet. The lazy media love nothing more than a protest. They're going to stick a microphone in your face, take your picture, put you on the evening news, and act like there were 3,000 of you. Okay? So it can accomplish something. Media love them. Two, the rule of law to mean something. And the idea that the only way I can protest is to break the law? Uh-uh. Sorry. That's where I go with this fellow we're going to have on next hour who wants to make economic terrorism a felony. I'm with him. We've learned lessons from this, and we have to do something on that. So I think the rule of law has to mean something. And, you know, you're lying about, you know, there's no such thing as a peaceful protest. I think there can be. I really do think there can be. There is a way to do that. I'll give you an example. These folks down there have illegally occupied Corps land right now. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers land along the Cannonball River. The Corps is a bunch of wimps because of the federal government. And in addition to telling the U.S. attorney to look the other way and not sending in marshals and doing all the crap the Obama administration is famous for. Sorry. That's what's happening. They are not enforcing laws. If you or I went down and put up a tent to camp, not even to protest, just to camp, we'd be thrown out on our ear. But they're being politically correct and they're letting them stay there. Fine, whatever. That's great. It's causing a lot of the problems we have now, but that's a fight for another day. Stay there. The Corps is letting you stay there. Protest right there. Nope, not good enough. See, they got to go across the bridge that they have tried to destroy that now is impassable because the DOT can't come down and even certify it because it's not safe for them to be there. They burned trucks that were there. They did this. And they want to get across that bridge and get onto private property to wreak their havoc on a project that has lawfully been permitted to do everything it's done to this point. So to me, the peaceful protest could be right there. They'd get plenty of attention. They're getting all the attention in the world. They want to ramp it up. What they're doing with all these confrontations and all the rhetoric, and Dave Archambault is getting lessons. He's getting, first of all, he's writing big checks with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe money, big checks to PR firms to tell him how to say things so this story can go viral. The confrontations they're getting, they want because they love the video of this. They love it. That's why they push the envelope every time. Thankfully, there are more and more and more growing voices among elders saying, stop, knock it off, don't do it. You're voted out, off the island. Do you know the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe voted 9-1 to expel the Red Warrior Camp? KFIRE TV, maybe you ought to cover that. Look at the minutes. It's on the website. Bismarck Tribune. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Chris on the road wants to talk Trump. Good. Save me from this topic. Let's go somewhere else. Chris, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. A couple things. First off, personal attacks. Don't sweat it. People that matter know better. Secondly, with Trump and Hillary, I will be severely kicked off if he doesn't, especially when you got 10,000 people at a rally challenging, lock her up, lock her up. I'd say it'd be a severe letdown on his credibility, reliability, and integrity. And thirdly and lastly, I know you want to get off the topic, but if you want to get Obama involved, I'd say 300 to 500 militia members go over there and take the front lines in front of the cops, and he'll be down to the next day. I'll hang up and get your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, well, before you go, though, Chris, what's the three things that most excite you about a Trump administration that he's going to do that Obama wouldn't do that are like policy things that he's going to fix to make America grand? Top three, what are they?
Drain the swamp, get rid of the corruption, get rid of the long-term, the political influence. You drain the swamp, get rid of term limits. You won't have the political influence, the corruption going on that we have now. Obamacare was a jobs killer, and the immigration policy. We need the security because if our wide open borders, it's going to come back on us. And he's already going to have his hands full during his administration with it. We got to put a stop to it as soon as we can.
And I don't know that, you know, first of all, this whole report that we heard this morning is based on some source close to the Trump administration from MSNBC.
I heard a sound bite this morning that Kellyanne Conway had said it on one of the news shows that he has more important things or different things to worry about than campaign promises right now. So I don't know how to take that, but.
Yeah, I got to find that. I think they're twisting these things because I saw CNN with Kellyanne Conway, but it was old video and they're tying it to this. I want to know, but let me just give you a hypothetical. If you said Obamacare, term limits, and build the wall, okay, all things that were very important during the campaign. If Donald Trump today said, I am going to pursue this woman to the gates of hell, and I'm going to get to the bottom of her, every Democrat in Congress would say, all right, buddy, you got a war, and you're not going to be able to do anything to Obamacare, you're not going to be able to do anything to term limits, and you're not going to do anything on that immigration. I think he'd be smart to keep an arm's length distance from any prosecution of Hillary Clinton. Special prosecutor, let Congress do it, whatever. I don't care.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. I'm not saying you've got to chase through the gates of hell, be fair, be a my supporter, but appoint a special prosecutor, not politically affiliated at all, take it out of the DOJ's hands and leave it up to Congress and the investigation, whatever the independent investigation finds out. I completely agree with that. I'm not saying he's got to make it vindictive or vendetta, but he needs to drain the swamp, and he needs to start with her to set an example not only for this administration but future administrations as well to prevent it from happening. Not
Thank
only
you,
the pay-for-play, the corruption, but the security violations alone.
Yeah, because I think you can drain the swamp without specifically getting the whole administration locked up in the Hillary battle. I don't know. I want your take, though. Others welcome. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Look at the calendar, and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing, too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710, for a free in-home estimate.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Calendar, 22nd of November, Thanksgiving in days, Christmas in about a month, it's here. The time is now, ladies and gentlemen. And I would love for you to consider very strongly giving yourself and your family members the gift of better health. What's more important than that? The most important thing to your health is your sleep. If you're getting some decent sleep, your health will be in better shape. And the most important thing to your sleep is a product called MyPillow. We have the blessing of offering our listeners the best deal ever. The premium offer, the four-pack special for $99.98. What does that mean? Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, $179 in savings. Because you get all four for $99.98. No kidding. 60-night money-back guarantee is actually extended through March 1st. So you can buy them as gifts, and they still have the money-back guarantee well past Christmas. 10-year warranty will not go flat. Can't beat this deal. You cannot beat this deal. Herbie, our little Bichon Terrier bugger last night, he woke me up. The pillow didn't, Todd. You know, shifting around the bed. And guess what? I went back to sleep in about 2.5 seconds. Said a little prayer about how much I love my pillow. Todd has one, too. We love him. Here's how you can get one. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Okay, back to the phones. How long is this Kellyanne Conway thing? Do we have it? Supposedly we have the question of Kellyanne Conway. This all started with MSNBC saying they had a source, said Trump won't pursue the Clinton investigations. Okay, I'm like, well, I need more than that. Then evidently they asked Kellyanne Conway about it, and you have the clip, Todd, of what she said, the question and the answer? Yes, no?
Trying to.
So obviously we had the breaking news this morning that Donald Trump's not going to be pursuing investigations against Hillary and the administration's going to. Do you think he'll encourage Republicans on the Hill to stay away from that as well and focus more on their legislative agenda?
I think when the president-elect, who's also the head of your party now, Joe, tells you before he's even inaugurated he doesn't wish to pursue these charges, it sends a very strong message, tone and content to the members. And I think Hillary Clinton still has to face the fact fact that a majority of Americans don't find her to be honest or trustworthy, but if Donald Trump can help her heal, then perhaps that's a good thing. I think he's thinking of many different things as he prepares to become the president of the United States, and things that sound like the campaign aren't among them.
All right, so that's pretty strong. I mean, she isn't saying it, but she's saying it, right? Now, there's plenty there where Congress can go with this. I'm going to tell you, I think this is smart politically. But it's going to tick some people off because it's different than what was said in debates and everything else. I don't think it's the big lift. Putting Hillary Clinton in jail is not the big lift that I want from the 45th president of the United States. I want drain the swamp. I want law and order. I want a new way. But I think she's done all the damage she possibly could do to her fortunes in that loss. Agree or disagree? You tell me what you think. Leonard and Mandan, you want to weigh in on this?
Hello?
Hi, sir.
Yes. That's a good question. I don't know whether I agree or disagree, but, you know, I would just like everybody to get along. You know, it's just been bad. I mean, with what's happened out here where people have to pull guns on people to try to defend themselves, just trying to go home. I mean, I don't know what we can do anymore. I mean, these peaceful protests have gone beyond peaceful when they're using human shields to block cars driving on the road so they can't get to their own house. It's bad. I mean, and people have to pull guns to defend themselves from people. It's like, I don't know what to do. I really don't. I don't know if anybody knows my voice, but I'm actually the person that pulled the gun.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but are you talking about in the truck?
Yes, I'm that gentleman.
Well, I mean, first of all, I watched that and said, where's the outrage? I mean, I remember Reginald Denny. I remember the riots in LA.
Absolutely, that's what went through my head. And I had my 18-year-old son in there. I was defending my life and my son's life, and I saw myself getting pulled out of my truck, and I saw myself getting beat to a pulp, and it's like. See, I had an incident out there on my road Monday where I had these peaceful protesters where they were blocking the road with a pickup box trailer and a 55-gallon barrel full of concrete. So I dealt with them Monday. That was my first encounter with these peaceful protesters. And after that, that's when I started carrying a gun on me because I knew they were coming my way, and I knew after that incident I had, they had pictures of my truck. So I knew it was just a matter of time until they came after me.
Brother Quinn, one question I have to ask you. So somebody was trying to, you know, they got 9 million smartphones over there. I always keep saying a lot of dumb people with smartphones because most of these
yep.
smartphones record illegal behavior. And
yep.
they act like that's some sort of a badge of honor. I don't get it. But, you know, because the law enforcement's doing what law enforcement is sworn to do, uphold and protect the law. But one of the cell phones fell like on your truck, right? And and stayed there as you drove. How did it get back to whoever it belonged to?
It was live streaming.
Yeah.
And it got to the proper authorities, we'll just say.
I see. So it was already going up, so it was going to go up anyway. It just stopped.
Yep, it was live streaming. We just happened to grab it, and we threw it in my truck, and then my son shut it off, and that's why the live streaming stopped.
Unbelievable. But you started this conversation not with angst or anger or, you know, anything else directed to these people. You're just saying, can we all get along? And I'm completely with you. When you say that anymore, it sounds like a punchline, right? It's kind of like, yeah, we all get along, like, you know. But I mean, I have to tell you, this whole thing for me was a nuisance. I was irritated by it as we covered it because I saw it as sucking up a lot of oxygen on other things, away from other things that ought to be focused on. But you cover a story when it comes. You don't have that choice. So. It's what people want to talk about, we're going to talk about. When I changed, when a switch flipped for me, was when I sat and looked in the eyes of crying mothers and fathers who had been terrorized, who had people in their yards and school buses blocked, and seeing people who just want to go about their life in St. Anthony or, you know, wherever in rural Morton County and Sioux County, and have these people who've descended for their own political purposes to try and throw elbows around, and it made me sick. It made me sick to see that happening. And that's when, in my mind, that's when I decided, look, I'm until my last breath, I'm going to say what needs to be said about this entire ordeal and stand up for these people in law enforcement. And in your case, somebody just trying to do their job, for crying out loud, and can't even drive from point A to point B without people swarming you, blocking the truck and everything else. It's ridiculous.
And one thing that I really liked is one of our local radio news reporters reported that I was a DAPL subcontractor. That news department did not contact my company whatsoever. They put this out in the airwaves for people in this area to just automatically, and they just assumed when I was driving on this road that I'm a DAPL subcontractor. I mean, I've had enough bad publicity, and now my local news companies are saying the same thing. And it's like, really? Without contacting my business or me, put this out there? Now I have death threats. And it's like, keep sending me the death threats. All of my get with phone numbers, they're all going to get turned over to authorities. I'm going to make sure that everything that I can do with my lawyer and all this, I'm going to pursue everything I can against all these people that threaten me. I mean, I never threatened anybody. If I would have threatened somebody, really, that gun would have been going off, and I would have been made sure that people were backing away. I was just defending my property and my son's life.
What news, quote-unquote news company said that?
I think it was Channel 5, I believe. It was on the 5 o'clock, the early news, and then the next one, they changed it all of a sudden.
Yeah, most of their news comes from, impartial sources, unfortunately.
Yep.
So here is my question for you. What kind of business are you in? What do you do?
I do concrete work. I'm a small business. I have 4 employees. I do flat work. I do camper pads. As far as what I see, they're all telling me my business is going to be. My local people have been 100% behind me, defending me 100%.
Well, I'm glad, and I want to say that we'd be happy to, let people know if they need concrete work, they need flat work, to give you a call. I'm happy to counter the garbage going the other way from people suggesting they're going to shut your business down. So tell me the name of your business.
Four Square Concrete. Just look on the internet. I'm all over.
Four Square Concrete. All right.
Yep.
And you're down there. You're down there working for.
No, I was going home. This is my private road that goes to my residence. We had work that morning. And I was just heading home. My day was done.
Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, facts are important, and it really is. Let's go to your. Tell me your first name again. For some reason, not on my screen anymore.
Leonard.
Okay. So Leonard, I want other people to answer that question. Why can't we all get along? I'd love to know that. I really would. And I'm dead serious about that. I said this at the very beginning of this. I'm looking forward to a conversation about a resource, because a lot of people like to make this about water, and it's really just noise. It's not about water. I want to have a conversation about a resource called children. Children that grow up in third world like conditions, who are subject to horrific rates of child abuse, of medical conditions, of diabetes, of alcoholism, suicides that happen in extraordinary numbers, high percentage. That's the kind of conversation I want. Protecting the resource of children. And I'll bet a lot of us could get in a room and around a table and agree on a lot there. When these folks, like Chairman Dave Archibald and others, and it's, by the way, a minority of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. It is a minority. They are being outvoted more and more and more. This is one of the elders called last week, said it's corrupt, wholly corrupt, what's going on the tribal council. And so, but a conversation can happen between people who are well-meaning and want to affect change, that don't buy into what the small group is using this as a platform to get invited to the eco-terrorist, environmental activists, earth justice swirl, where you get to go to the UN and you get to go to cocktail parties and you get to play big time. That's what Dave Archibald's out here for. And his sister, who worked for President Obama longer than any other policy advisor. There's a connection to the Obama administration and the tribal leadership here, and this is a game. And all the pawns are all the good people of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And folks like Leonard, who's going on trying to do a job and getting caught in the middle of that. So the folks that really want to answer the question, why can't we all get along, it isn't that hard. We can figure it out. Leonard, stay safe. Appreciate the call, and I hope you get a lot of work out of this call, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. More of your calls, questions, and comments after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Hero 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We're talking seed with Troy Coons from CNC Farms in just a moment here. I promise we'd talk a little seed today. I know that our growers out there get into that time when they start thinking, okay, planning decisions, what are we going to plant? What are we going to buy for seed? Who are we going to buy it from? So remember Troy Coons, CNC Farms. We'll talk to him in just a moment here. Let's see who has waited the longest. Looks like Richard in Fargo. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying about not pursuing Hillary, but there's a larger factor here. We need to restore confidence that our politicians are going to do what they say they're going to do when they're elected. That's where the trust begins. as far as Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and Comey, I don't care how honest they say Comey is. Sorry, he's a joke. You also need to restore faith in our justice system that politicians can't get away with what they do because of who's in power. I understand what you're saying, but here's what I'm saying.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Richard.
Here's where I'll agree with you, Scott. If he restores that justice system with a new attorney general, revamps the FBI, and then appoints a special prosecutor, and that special prosecutor comes back and says there's nothing here, then I will say okay. Until then, the Justice Department and the FBI are just as corrupt as Hillary, in my opinion.
Where I agree with you is when you're talking about trust. So if I vote for Donald Trump because I'm glad that he is going to pursue her to the gates of hell and take this woman on, right? I trust that he's going to do that. I vote for him. And then it's, I need to, 60 Minutes, he's like, I forget the line, but it was something like, these are good people. He's talking about the Clintons. They're not good people in my mind. I don't think their actions suggest they're good people. Now, look, everybody has a chance at mercy, but we've not seen anything in a mea culpa or anything else. I think what's going on is Trump is saying, let me have the space to push my agenda without putting this as a roadblock. Meanwhile, do everything you suggested. Drain the swamp. Fix the Department of Justice. Yeah. Get Comey out of there. And by the way, let Congress do what they're going to do. He can say whatever he wants. Congress still can appoint a special prosecutor. So, in other words, you still do everything. It's just a matter of who does it. I think that's maybe a better approach at how to go about it. Because I don't disagree with you at all. I really don't. Ivan in Jamestown has a different take. What's yours, Ivan? Go ahead.
Yes. I'm disappointed with this decision about Hillary Clinton. With someone like Martha Stewart, all she did was lied once to the FBI about a minor stock trade. She got 2 years. And Hillary Clinton, well, I guess we all know what she did. And, then one of the comments made by after the election is, what do we tell our children? Well, I guess what we tell them is, if you commit a crime and want to get off, well, just do it numerous times and you'll get let off. And that's my comment, sir.
Ivan, I appreciate the call and the sentiment as well. I don't think we're ready to say she gets off Martha Stewart style here. I mean, even if it actually avoids the Martha Stewart scenario that you're talking about there yet. But I think it's fair to say, okay, I'm disappointed that he's not pursuing this, that he's taking it off the table. I see some strategy behind it, but I also hear what you're saying. So continue to chat about it as we go here on What's On Your Mind. Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms. How are you, Troy?
Good. How about you, Scott?
I'm doing well today. Looking forward to learning a little bit from you about a term I hear a lot, certified seat. Why is certified seat so important? Tell me, what I need to know about certified seat.
Well, there's AOSCA, and we have a state seat department in North Dakota, and many other states do, that if you buy either breeder seed, foundation seed, registered seed, certified seed, or QA seed, you're knowing you're going to have a set of standards that are adhered to for varietal identity, generic purity, your foreign matters, your seed counts, your germination, that this seed has been inspected, lab analyzed, the fields have been inspected, the records have been inspected. So you'll have a sense of confidence of what you're buying.
So it matters.
It matters, definitely. Proven over and over again that it matters.
Certified seed. You hear it, I appreciate learning a little bit more about that. There's also field inspections with certified seed, right?
Yeah, well, like ourselves, when we buy from our suppliers, we get a certificate showing the varietal characteristics, all of the specs on it, that it's been field inspected, it's been conditioned in a proper fashion to make sure there's consistency, size, and purity. Then we can plant that. Our fields are inspected to make sure there's no other types of crop in there. Then it goes through a conditioning process. Our records are checked. Our bulk storage bins are checked. So when you come to buy the seed, you're going to know that you're getting a pure quality product.
Troy from CNC Farms are in Donnybrook, North Dakota. They're a registered, certified seed dealer. Top quality, wide variety of seed, forage barley, oats, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Call them, 482-7865, CNC Farms. CNCSeedFarm.com or call them at 482-7865. Looking forward to talking seed with our friend Troy. Thank you, sir. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.